Exclusive: Sebastian Gorka exposes lawfare being weaponized against Trump. We need President Trump back. By Bradley J. on January 27, 2024. Sebastian Gorka joined Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM to discuss his defense of President Donald Trump against overwhelming coordinated opposition from elites and the radical left. Gorka's stirring speech defending Donald Trump's return to the White House, which has gone viral, was made before the Oxford Union Society, the oldest debate society in the world. His remarks were in opposition to a motion that this House fears the return of Trump's America. I got more than 100 students to vote in favor of President Trump after the debate because you take a vote and it's interesting. You know, everybody reacted very well to it. Gorka told host Matt Boyle, pointing to his final sentence as resonating most with the audience. It is really a summary of the 4 years of our presidency. And I simply said, when President Trump was in the White House, our friends felt safe, and our enemies were afraid. And you know that there's no better summary for what we did, what President Trump did, and also juxtaposed to the last 3 years of a world on fire. The border open, Ukraine, the Middle East, Iran now at war with Pakistan, the state of the economy, inflation. I mean, just as Ronald Reagan asked in 1979, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And it's not just our Americans better off. Is the world better off? And we know we are in a crisis, and that's why we need President Trump back in the White House. Boyle pointed out that some members of the audience tried to interrupt Gorka, telling him they were trying to do that because they knew that your argument was extremely powerful. Boyle commented that the October Hamas terrorist attack on Israel and Russia's invading of Ukraine would not have happened with Trump in the White House, pointing out Trump's eradication of ISIS and the caliphate that had risen during the Obama administration. None of that would have happened, Gorka agreed, echoing a key point from his speech about Trump eliminating Wagner Group mercenaries. They worked for Putin and they were destabilizing the Middle East. When we informed the president of 300 Wagner mercenaries running around the Middle East, trying to destabilize the region, what did President Trump do? He said, kill them now, he ordered the Secretary of Defense. And 4 hours later, they were dead. They were turned into a cloud of red mist. Gorka said the aftermath of Trump's attack showcased the ridiculousness of stories from Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign that Trump and Putin were colluding. What's fascinating, after all these Russian collusion allegations, is that Vladimir Putin didn't even hold a press conference. After, about the first time ever any American president has killed 300 Russian soldiers in 4 hours. Why? Because he was afraid of our boss. He crapped his pants. Gorka said Trump's commitment to advancing America's interests and protecting them against its enemies struck fear in adversaries around the globe. Whether it's Lil Kim, Jong-un, in North Korea, whether it's the mullahs in Iran, whether it's Xi Jinping in China, or whether it's Vlad the former KGB colonel. When we were in the White House, our friends felt reassured the world was stable, and our enemies were afraid. He then credited Breitbart News as a leader getting the truth to the American people, whom he says are wise to what the elites are doing to Trump. The people who are listening to this show are telling the truth, and America is waking up. We need President Trump back as 47. It's up to us, God willing, if it will happen. Because the alternative is not just the loss of the Republic. It really will be World War III. Boyle discussed Trump's enemies and the radical left going to such extreme lengths to try to stop him, particularly the lawfare being waged against him, singling out the E. Jean Carroll defamation suit against Trump. He listed a litany of facts casting overwhelming doubts on Carroll's claims, which the legacy media has ignored. I don't see any of that in the ABC Nightly News, Boyle said. I don't see any of that in the CBS Evening News. I don't see any of that in NBC. I don't see any of that in CNN or the New York Times or any of those places. Why don't any of them cover any of that stuff? Because it completely blows the case up? Without a doubt, Gorka agreed, and we realized that this is just another iteration of the lawfare being used against President Trump. He continued, whether it's this charge, whether it's Judge Arthur, in Jaron, whether it's Judge Tanya Chutkin, whether it's Jack Smith, whether it's Fannie Willis, there's one connective tissue to all of these acts. They don't want you to be able to choose who you want for your president in November. Think about that, removing the man's name from a ballot. I mean, that is the definition of fascism. Gorka named more examples of lawfare being waged against Trump in collusion with the Biden administration. What is Letitia James? What is the former ambulance chaser who's having an affair with Fannie Willis? Who's getting $700,000 with the taxpayers' money to become her new Trump prosecutor? What are both of them doing? Visiting the Biden White House on multiple occasions. What the hell is a New York official and a county official from Georgia doing in the White House? To coordinate the effect of this election. That is all that it is about. He credited Trump's attorney, Alina Habba, with her defense of Trump despite the trial being rigged against him. When she came out of the courtroom, Friday, she blasted the reporters with both barrels. And she told the truth. When you're not allowed to actually have your experts speak in front of the judge, when the judge tells her you must submit your questions to your client beforehand, and says, I must know in advance what President Trump is going to say because I will edit them, that is the definition of a show trial. Gorka blasted Carroll's initial claims. Let's be clear what happened in the previous ruling. It was determined President Trump did not sexually assault E. Jean Carroll. Okay. So what is she being given $83 million for? Because she says that when President Trump said I didn't rape you, which proved to be the case, she lost her job as a columnist at the age of 76. He continued, she lost her job for what, 4 years? She gets a new job. I don't think she's making $20 million a year from a column she sometimes writes for the garbage left-wing magazine. She is being awarded $83.3 million. Why? Because President Trump mustn't be the president. End of story, Matt. Everyone who's got a triple-digit IQ knows the truth. Boyle discussed a story he broke Friday on Breitbart News about a well-coordinated, well-funded, and high-powered network of leftist organizations, led by a group whose efforts 2016 Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Rodham Clinton promoted, behind the push to remove former Trump from the ballot. That group includes Reid Hoffman, George Soros, and other left-wing billionaires. Gorka agreed with Boyle that the right needs to organize to fight these efforts and encouraged listeners to read Boyle's article. The nice thing about our enemies, yes, they're wicked. Yes, they're evil, but they're also dumb, because they revealed their game plan, Gorka told Boyle, continuing. Nevertheless, we have to understand they are so organized and we aren't. Why? Because conservatives do what? We live our lives. We want the government out of our lives. We run our businesses, we go to work, we look after our kids to make sure they've got a new pair of shoes for the next year at school. But the left, for them, politics is like breathing. We think politics is something we do every 2 years when we go in and vote for them. It is 18 hours a day. When they wake up, they say politics, 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 and when they go to bed, they start dreaming about it. They are the hive. They are the Borg from Star Trek, and we have to get organized. He ended by encouraging Americans to get involved in politics. There's a reason my wife, who detests politics, because she's sane, organized people to vote for the last election, had her team knock on 14,000 doors. There's a reason that she is the chief election officer in our district. Why? Because she's not prepared to stand by and see them steal it again. If my wife, Katie Gorka, can get politically engaged, anyone can. Do it, before it's too late. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.